Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we play your voicemails and some other shit. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
Do we have any like reviews or anything cool?
Oh no, I just saw some bad reviews.
My god. What are these losers saying about us? It's like my voice or something?
No. A one-star review from... the heading is Attracted to Serial Killers.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Of course I am.
They thought Richard Ramirez was hot.
He is.
And her theory was that his ghost used his looks to seduce Elisa Lam. Look.
Yeah, one of our best episodes.
Sorry, we're a comedy podcast. That's funny.
Oh my god, that's so funny. That woman missed the point, or that man.
Someone, oh no, there's another one about we're annoying.
Oh god, what happened?
Who brain dead?
Will you screenshot that? I like it.
My husband warned me I would find at least one of the girls annoying, but I might like the actual subject. Since I'm running low on new podcasts, he was right. Both girls are annoying.
Oh my god, that is, you know what? Thank you. I am brain dead.
Allie might be extremely biased and opinionated on Christianity, Judaism.
What?
When they probably know nothing on theology as a whole. Sorry, Allie's Jewish, so I don't know what you're
I am Jewish. What are they talking about? Jewish. And also, I know like a lot about religion. Actually, I've studied it pretty extensively.
Wait, how could they be as successful as they are? Oh, thank you for saying we're
successful.
Are they just coming off the street? I googled them. One's related to famous people. The other's married to a famous person. Martin's not famous.
By the way, we have no funds.
They aren't talented, charming, funny, educated, smart, or good storytellers. They just know someone that allowed this too unfortunate podcast to happen and had the funds and ability to propel it to fruition. They have the right connections.
Do they know that anyone can podcast?
Do you know that it's free to buy? Like, I mean, you buy equipment, but like,
yeah, we had to buy the equipment from Amazon. No one funded this podcast. That's what we beg for money. No one funds our lifestyle, and no one helped us do this podcast.
That's a compliment. They said we're successful. They're like, how did this podcast get successful?
Yeah, that's actually
that's
really
all
nice.
I saw. There's another review, 5-star, love this. Easily one of my favorites. The dynamic between you guys is amazing. I just want more episodes. Thank you.
I honestly want to know more about this. Extremely nasal. Allie might be brain dead. Extremely biased and opinionated on Christianity and Judaism.
I don't think so. I think that's incorrect.
No, but I want to know more about why they think that. That's so weird. Oh my God. You know what I bet it is? I bet this person like goes to Hillsong.
Oh, it was. Oh, they probably listened to that episode. I bet.
Yeah, I bet you. This girl like does like Christian Girl Autumn or something and like goes to Hillsong and is like really upset because someone made her pumpkin spice latte wrong this morning.
It still adds to the review count, so whatever.
Yeah, that's all that really matters.
Okay, well, anyway. Oh, we got an email about the military stuff.
Oh my God, wait, can I say one more thing?
Yes.
About this Richard Ramirez thing? Actually, he is known for his bad smell and ugly teeth, so he's not hot at all. I don't know. It just rubbed me the wrong way.
That's your reasoning? Well, he's known to smell bad, so you're wrong.
Richard Ramirez smells bad. One star.
He's out murdering people. He smells like death.
You know, these are great reviews. These are some of the best reviews we've ever gotten. All right, what's that email?
An email from Jennifer about the military stuff. She's like, hey there, my husband's an Army veteran. He says that when you sign up, you agree to a certain amount of time, usually a couple years, with the option to renew after that point. He had to spend 18 months in Afghanistan, and they don't typically like keeping people deployed for longer than a year or two, so they switch people out. Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
But I think you can go AWOL even if you're not deployed if it's during your contractual time. So you do have a contract.
Oh.
I love the show. Congratulations on the baby, Melissa, with the smooth delivery. Sincerely, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer.
So yeah, I guess, yeah, you sign a contract. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's like you have to be on standby.
That sucks.
That's crazy.
I for sure would drop out of like basic training and be like, fuck this. I'm not waking up at 5 a.m. Yeah, was that movie like
Private Benjamin with Goldie Hawn? I'd be like, not for me.
Nah, not for me. I mean, we should get into these voicemails.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous. It's messages for the web callers. My name's Ellie. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I had to wait till I was belligerently drunk to have the call to call you guys. But
cool.
Here I am. I wanted to answer one question that you guys had on one of the recent podcasts about taking the phone number, like, or taking your phone into jail. Like, how do you get your numbers? Well, they do actually let you take your phone really quick to write down a number. At least that's the case that we do here at the lovely Los Angeles County Jail when I went that one time.
Oh.
I don't know if you want to hear about it, but
yes.
Short story is me and my boyfriend got booked. We had a little love story there when we were in jail. Jail was okay. We shouldn't talk about this in the podcast. I'm so sorry. Also, the other reason that I know would be an amazing story and I know you guys would appreciate is I like to pretend that there's a ghost in the house. So sometimes, you know how when you're dazed and confused in the middle of the night, you wake up all of a sudden. It is a rare occasion that me and my boyfriend will, I'm speaking fast, I don't want to do part two. It's a rare occasion that me and my boyfriend will wake up at the same time, like 4 something in the morning. I will pretend there's a ghost and I will remember every single time. And I would be like, oh my God, there's a ghost, just to scare him. It's the funniest thing. It freaks him out. I make up random things and pretend I see things just so I can freak him out. Maybe they might be
real.
That's
pretty
funny. I'm
not
afraid of
that's
that.
Fun prank.
Love your show. Where is Maria? Have to say it is. Bye, guys.
Wait, did she say she met her boyfriend in jail or it was they were together and she got arrested?
I don't know, but I want to know more. You know how much I love prison pen pals.
Yeah.
So I'd say more, but I'm afraid we get more one-star review.
They let you look at your phone to get numbers. That makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense, I guess.
She was in the LA County Jail. I wonder what she did.
Yeah, call back and tell us.
Yeah, let us know.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. I'm listening to the episode about Dorothy Scott and Melissa's talking about these weird phone calls that she used to get at her friend's house and how Dorothy would get weird calls.
Oh, yeah.
And it reminded me of this time. It was like a period of probably about a year where I would get voicemails from a prison inmate in Texas.
Whoa.
I had no idea who it was. I kind of recognized the voice as maybe being an ex of mine, but I don't think it was him. Anyway, this person would repeatedly call me, and all they would say was, fuck you.
Oh my God. What?
Fuck you. And that's it. A prison inmate would call and voicemails just telling me to fuck off. Never found out what it was about. Eventually, they stopped calling.
That's scary.
Yeah, it was really, really weird.
That's really scary.
I kind of just investigated it a little more.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what?
Yeah.
I love you guys, and that's all. I just got really nervous.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, like also, like, you only get a certain amount of time to be on the phone. Like, that's crazy that he was like, I'm going to call this girl and just say, fuck you. And I don't even know if she remembers who I am.
That's so creepy.
Yeah, that's loco brains.
Wow. Well, it sure beats my phone calls where someone would just be like, hey, is Melissa there? And then just like hang up.
Like, yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Hello. Message is for the web crawlers.
Hello.
This is the salamander calling in from the murder mitten.
The murder mitten?
Anyways, been a long time lurker. First time caller, thought I'd call and say hello.
Hi.
And cover for Melissa while she's away in her maternity.
Okay. Anyways, I'm scared of you, I'm not going to lie.
The white sheep of this family here, and I don't really fit in with you all, but I don't know what happened, but I got sucked in and I'm here, and thought I'd say hello, and... hey, congratulations, Melissa. Hello, Allie. And Maria, I've always thought you look like the Mona Lisa of the entire show. So, that said, have a good day. And goodbye. Hong Kong.
Maria's the Mona Lisa. Maria does
kind of look like the Mona Lisa.
She does. Like a very, like, neutral look.
She has, like, a very, like, Renaissance face.
Yes. Well, yeah, she does. She does have very, like, yeah, interesting.
She doesn't smile, though.
That's why she looks great in Drunk History, because she plays those old 1800s parts really well.
Yeah, she's very old. Salamander. I wouldn't be surprised if Maria was, like, an old-timey ghost.
Yeah.
You know?
She doesn't exist. She's just a ghost.
She's just a figment. Yeah.
Hello, this message is for the web caller. This is Carson City, Brittany Bitch.
Hell yeah.
I don't know why I feel narcissistic calling myself Carson City, Brittany Bitch, but we've made it this far, so I think I'm just going to keep with it. Call me CCD. But I'm just sitting at my desk making myself laugh. And Giacomo, too. Yeah, it's funny, huh?
Giacomo.
Oh, yeah, Giacomo.
Yeah. But making sun catchers right now. I have an event coming up next weekend.
What is she making?
At a cat cafe.
Tattoos?
I'm trying to make some kitty-themed stuff.
Oh.
Well, they actually buy, like, a bunch of stuff for me in bulk, so... While I'm there, I'm just going to drop off their order and also vend for the crafter. But I just wanted to call for an update, okay? So it's August 11th.
Oh,
my
mom
moved into her new apartment on Saturday. I mean, it's looking like it's on track.
Oh.
I haven't heard anything about...
The guy.
Gary, the now catfish boy. I don't know.
So she's just
alone?
And my
mom is still talking about this one guy, the shy cop. Maybe she has her sights on him now. I don't fucking know. But fingers crossed, we get her moved in up to Reno. Little bit of distance. I love my mom, but I mean, she's a lot. She's a lot. But super excited. And I really like the new sound. Wee woo. But I love you guys. And we'll talk later. Okay, bye.
Wow. So her mom moved into this new apartment, but not with
but no Gary. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I have a feeling that Catfish is going bye-bye.
Yeah, good.
I think he's
good
gone.
Riddance, Catfish. But now she's into this cop. Okay.
Hopefully the cop is real.
Yeah. Okay, next, the message.
What up, web crawlers? It is
what up?
From San Francisco. And okay, I'm going to try to keep this brief. I feel like it's going to be two parts, but whatever. This should get to heated.
Spoiler, it is two parts.
I was listening to the episode, Mailbag, the other day, and you guys were talking about, you made the whole joke about, like, women shouldn't be doctors. And, and I'm here to tell you why men shouldn't be doctors.
Okay.
Slash shouldn't be anything. Slash shouldn't have rights. Okay?
Into
Okay. I'm glad that this is where this is going.
In the web crawlers. And my husband, and that's it. And your significant others, and that's it. That's the only one. But anyway, what the fuck was I saying? Okay, so when I was, 17, I needed to get my wisdom teeth out. So I went to the dentist, and I was like, oh, I'm having pain. And they were like, okay, well, your one is impacted. That needs to come out, like, immediately. And then the other three will make you an appointment, and we'll take those out, in a few weeks. And I was like, okay, great, awesome. And I'm, like, expecting to go under anesthesia because that's what they do. Like, you always see those funny videos of people, like, coming out of anesthesia with their wisdom teeth saying dumb shit. And I was like, cool, that's going to be me. No, they fucking put a needle, like, in my gum the way they do when you get a cavity.
Just numbed
and they
it?
Fucking, this fucking male dentist ripped my tooth out. I heard every crack. I felt the entire thing. I felt all the pressure. I was awake for the entire thing. I was, like, screaming, but I couldn't scream because my mouth was open because I was working in it. And I was like, what the actual fuck? I was so upset. And I was like, I'm not getting the other three out. It's just not going to happen. And my mom was like, it's fine. Like, this one, it was just an emergency. Like, it was so you didn't get an infection. When you get the other one out, like, you're going to be okay. They're going to do what you need to do. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I go back to get the other three out, and I'm freaking out. And, my mom was like, hey, like, since these three aren't as serious, like, can you put her under general anesthesia for this one? And they're like, oh, no, we don't do that. And I was like, nope. I gotta go. I gotta get the fuck out of here. This is bullshit. And my mom was like, no, you have to get it done. And the doctor was like, it's okay. Like, I'm gonna give you whatever, like, numbing stuff. You're not gonna feel it. And I was like, I felt it last time. And he was like, no, you didn't. Excuse me, what the actual fuck, sir? No, I didn't.
Yeah, what?
The fuck ever. So I'm freaking out. I'm like screaming. I'm like, I'm not doing it. They're like, you have to do it, blah, blah, blah. Like, my mom talks me into it. I'm like, fine, whatever. Like, I better not fucking feel this. And he was like, if you feel it, raise your hand. And I was like, okay.
You're like,
feeling, and he starts ripping my teeth out again. And I'm raising my hand, and I'm screaming and crying a fucking again. And he just keeps on going. And I was like, cool, great. And then I didn't go to the dentist.
Okay, there's another part. That's crazy. You have to be asleep.
That's like criminal. That's like from...
I'm like from San Francisco again, and I have to say, I finally get the shame of being hung up on. That hang-up lady is a bitch. So, anyway.
Goodbye.
Dentist rips my fucking teeth out, and I don't go to the dentist again for 10 years. I was
10 years?
I'm fine. My teeth are fine. Like, I'm good. I had to take a Valium before.
I get it.
I'm fine. Now I have a lady dentist. I love her. Okay, and now another story.
Oh no!
God, I hate men. So I went. I had to go to the hospital last year because, like, my appendix was like exploding or whatever the fuck it was. So I had to get my appendix out. And
that's my nightmare.
Everything was like all fine and dandy. Like, I got checked into the hospital, and then my surgery was like the next day. So I spent one night. And then I had to spend another night after my surgery. So the first day and night, I had lady nurses, like women nurses, and they were so nice, and they were, like, really accommodating and, like, whatever, like, made sure I got my medicine and my pain medicine and everything, and, like, I was really high because, like, I don't do hard drugs, so that little bit of Dilaudid is, like, whooped my ass. But anyways, get the surgery, like, everything's fine and dandy, whatever. But I'm obviously in a fuck ton of pain because I just got my fucking appendix taken out. And they didn't even do it the new way. Like, I have a fucking scar. My night nurse, the second night, is this fucking dork named Greg. Greg, if you're listening, I fucking hate you.
Fuck you, Greg.
Dork is the funniest word. I'm sorry.
I'm not a Karen, I swear to God. I'm not needy, but like...
I believe you.
I knew I needed my pain medicine. It was time, and he wasn't coming back, and I was like, what the fuck? And then I would ask him for pain medicine, and he would be like, eh, I think you're okay. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why are these medicines taking pain? And then... I found out that instead of giving me, like, the full amount that the doctor ordered, he was giving me half. And then the last time that I needed it before shift change, I asked for it, and he was like, yeah, I'll be right back. And then he never came back. Oh. And then, like, 3 hours later, a med student came in to check on me, and they're like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I'm in pain. And they're like, oh, you didn't get the last I wanted? And I was like, no. And he's like, oh, let me go get it for you. So I started talking in the hallway, the dork-ass Greg, and dork-ass. He fucking has it in his pocket. He never brought it to me. I think he was trying to take it home with
him. He's a pill popper. Yeah.
Oh, I was so pissed. So, moral of the story, men shouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
They should not have professions. They belong at home cleaning up. And
you changed my mind. Oh,
God, I'm so heated. This is so stupid. I wish I never called. I love you guys. Bye!
Man, that's a... Did you have your wisdom teeth out?
Yeah, it fucking sucked. I've never had my appendix out, though.
No. I was put under for wisdom teeth.
Oh, yeah, I was
but
definitely
I did wake up
under.
In the middle of it, and I remember I could, like, I saw them, like, yank.
Oh,
it.
No.
And I was like, oh, they're like, go back to sleep. I was like, okay. Yeah. And I remember waking up, I was like, what the fuck happened?
Oh, God. Yeah, that guy was definitely trying to take her meds, for
yeah.
sure, I think.
That's
bad news.
Up.
Yeah, that is really fucked.
Because
don't they
do the appendix? They take it through your belly button now, I think, to minimize the scar. I think that's the new way to
do
it.
I don't know. I'm
just like leaving a scar on your side.
I'm still on beginning Grey's Anatomy, so they're taking it out with a scar.
Wait, are you on the season yet where the woman who lied about having cancer?
No, I'm only on season 7.
Okay, yeah, I think that's because there's how many episodes that show? Like 20?
I think there's like 20 years or something.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
She's the later seasons.
I had to pause because I was like, this is getting a little too like heavy.
Too much.
Yeah.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. It's Matt. I'm driving, but it's not raining this time, so I'm headed to get a pizza. So I just want to emphasize that. So there was a woman, I think it was on, like, the Past Mailbag episode. It's the one that talks about, like, the guys in love with James.
Yes.
So there's a woman who said she was proposed to in San Antonio at the Hilton Garden Inn. I did not see it, but I do live in San Antonio, and I'm just very curious if that woman is from a cold state, like a state where it's cold and it, like, snows, because, like, San Antonio, by Christmas time, is still hot as balls. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, who wants to come to San Antonio during Christmas when it's hot as balls to hang out? Now, I'm not angry, nor am I just, like, wanting to deter anybody who's coming to San Antonio during Christmas time, because, like, we love you, winter Texans. But, like, why? Why did she come? That's what I want to know. It's just too hot. It's too hot for me. So why would anybody want to come here?
Why would you go to San Antonio? Maybe they like the warmth.
I mean, it's 107 here right now. What's it going to be for the rest of the week? Let's see.
It's supposed to be hot for until Friday, like 90s, 100s. It's not. I don't like it.
It's going to be 80 degrees at 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, that's insane.
That's crazy.
Why? Like, how do people not believe in global warming?
Yeah, it's like record highs all over the place. Next message.
My web caller is Matt. So apparently the phone universe wanted to end my call because it didn't appreciate what I had to say about Texas, because, you know, people love Texas. Anyway,
don't mess with Texas.
I realized as it was at the end, because it was close to the end, that I didn't say goodbye, so I still wanted to say goodbye to y'all, of course, but, like, real fast. Honestly, I appreciate every time my voicemail play. Is not that I like hearing my voice, but I like hearing the things that I talk about and, like, the comments that you say, because I feel like I get a new, it's like it refreshes that memory for me. Real fast. Okay, so I remember, now that I'm going to think about it, and then I'm going to say goodbye to you, I swear. But I had called you about my ex-girlfriend's grandma's house that was haunted, and y'all were like, oh, shit, that's unfortunate that you've been in a haunted house. So one of the houses that I lived in that was haunted, or I guess I could say I lived in there. It wasn't a bad haunting more than it was, like, just a regular haunting. So I wouldn't say all haunted houses are bad, but I'll tell you the story real fast. Because I'm
hashtag
still
not all.
Regular. My hands are on the top. Anyway, so when I was, like, 7 or 8 years old, my dad became like a primary, kind of a primary-ish caretaker for my great-grandma. So we moved into her house. It was this cute little house in Southtown of San Antonio, which is now like the most gentrified area in San Antonio. She was super old. For some odd reason, she spoke English, but she only ever spoke to me in Spanish. So, like, it was always kind of weird for me, but that's not the point. And she passed away, unfortunately, maybe like a couple months after we moved in. And then finally I was able to have my own room because I was like staying with my dad because I'm like 7 or 8 and I'm only coming over on the weekends, but now I'm going to stay with him a lot more often because I went to school by where his house was. So I eventually moved into her room and I would play in there, and I had this giant ass room. So it was perfect for me, right? So one day my dad invites his friends over, but then he's like, hey, I gotta play a gig, because he was in a band. So the friend was like, can you watch my kids? My dad's like, yeah, that's fine. Uh-oh. So I was like totally in love with my dad's friend's daughter. She was like maybe a couple years older than me, not that much older than me. And so we're playing in my room, we're playing with Legos, all that good jazz, living it up. And my dad is like, hey, like, it's time to eat nuggets or whatever the hell he bought. And I'm like, hell yeah,
nuggets.
Time to eat some nuggets. And she's like, hell yeah, time to eat some nuggets. So, like, I'm going to go eat some
nuggets. Story.
There's one more part.
Oh, I was hoping that's the end.
And that's it. We ate nuggets.
And then we ate nuggets.
Okay, So I got cut off, so it hung up on me, so like I was at the end, like it had cut off because I smoked too much. So I'm now in the three-parter club. We should get special jackets. But anyway, so I'm like taking off to get my nuggets. The girl that I'm in love with is going to go get nuggets, and like her brother's like, hold on, I'll be there in a second. So it's been like 5 minutes. The brother still doesn't come. It's been like 10 minutes, and now my dad's screaming like, hey, his name is Alex, so I'll just tell you the name. He's never going to listen to this. He's like, hey, Alex, like, come get your nuggets. Like, just, you know, all that stuff. And finally, like, Alex shows up, maybe like 5 minutes later after he's like been screaming for him. And he's like, hey, what's up? Like, why didn't you come? And Alex is like, well, I was playing with a lady. And my dad's like, what lady? Like, and I'm just sitting there, I'm like, there's no fucking lady in my room. And I don't think this is
what?
My dad was like, what lady? And she goes, I don't know. She was an angel or something. And, you know, she was just kind of like, it was a very happy, he said it was a very, like, happy feeling, right? So he's playing with this lady. Anyway, we're thinking, my dad thought about it, and he was like, holy shit, like, that's my great-grandma. Well, that was his grandma. But, like, that's my great-grandma. And that, like, she was there, like, I guess she maybe was hanging out, I don't know. But she was there playing with people and all that shit. So, like, you know, it wasn't a bad haunting, per se. It was definitely, I guess, a nice one, a very familiar spirit versus, like, one that's, like,
right,
a scary one, trying to knock down picture frames. But that was the only, like, interaction we ever had. Although I will say one time that there was, like, a woman that appeared in my dad's house. It was very nice to me. But, like, I don't know who she was, and my dad doesn't know who she was. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Love y'all. Thank y'all so much. Bye.
Just a wow. Grandma hanging out eating nugs.
Eating nugs.
That's the best.
It's nugget
ghost.
Time, baby. Yeah.
A nugget ghost.
Wow. I wonder if ghosts can eat. And if they do, if they have a favorite food.
Well, I always think of the movie Casper where they're eating.
Oh, yeah. Same with Slimer or whatever. In,
Slimer yeah. And Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Good times.
Good times.
Hello, this message is for the warp crawlers. As they say, long time listener, first time caller. Greetings from Ukraine. My name is Kay, and I just wanted to say that I really, really love you guys. You've gotten me through some tough times, the COVID thing and the war right now.
The war.
Yeah, I've just finished listening to the most recent episode. I don't know when you're going to hear this, but this was the skin suit case.
Ooh.
And once again, I do love you guys, but could you please use Google Translate and listen to how things are pronounced next time?
Crazy,
please. It was so grating hearing how you say Katarzyna and Krakow. Those were really wrong. By any chance you need any pointers on how to pronounce Slavic things, hit me up.
Play
this voicemail and I'll reach out. If not, love your show. Hope to hear more from you. Thank you for doing this. And I hope to keep listening to this show for a long, long time. Love you. Love you, Ellie. Love you, Melissa. I hope you have an uneventful maternity leave in the best way possible. And I hope to hear Maria again. Bye.
Wait, so we were, because it was spelled with like a Z, like Katarzyna.
That's actually a great, we should do, yeah. I should do Google Translate.
I just assume, yeah, I guess I don't assume think of people
Katarzyna
who live
native speakers
in Ukraine. It's probably super annoying to them. Like, it's not how you fucking pronounce it.
Yeah, I mean, I would go nuts. Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, that's bad. Sorry.
We'll do Google Translate next time. Thanks for listening, though, and good luck.
Yeah, my God, thank you.
Hey, love crawlers, it's Rosie. I'm calling because you were talking about the X-Files, and I would just like to give you some information, as the X-Files is something that I am extraordinarily well-versed in.
Okay.
Basically, the plot is that they're down there because they can't figure out, like, they're called the X-Files because they can't figure it out. They basically are cold cases, but they're cold cases that Mulder picks with intent because he thinks they have supernatural elements.
Right, okay.
So that's kind of the whole gist of this. I actually have a couple of cases in this call right now, so I'm very brave and dedicated to your podcast. And you should have me guest host. I don't know, just a little advertisement for myself. Have a great day. Love you. XOXO.
Right, so the X-Files are special cases picked by Mulder, Scholder,
Mulder and Scholder.
Okay, next message.
Hey, web crawlers. Sorry. I love your podcast. It's seriously my favorite. Anyway, I wanted to call in. My name is Courtney. I'm the C-O-R-T-N-I girl. That's one of the new Patreon members.
Oh, yeah.
I just had a craziest thing happen to me, and I knew I could call in, and you ladies would appreciate it. So my dog was out front going potty, and she had barked, come in. It was late
at night.
Taking
a fat shit.
Front porch light was off. I let her in and then bent over to take off her invisible fence collar thingy. When I reached down, my head was next to our side window of our door when all of a sudden I heard a loud clawing sound on the glass 3 times.
Clawing?
I was so freaked out that I ran into my bedroom to tell my husband. He told me I was probably hearing things because our blink camera, which we had out front on our porch, didn't come on.
Oh.
And, you know, how it will alert you on the phone. Plus, at night, the blue light on it lights up when people come over. And it is so sensitive that it will even turn on with spiders and bugs. Well, the blue light didn't come on when I had my head by the window. And I just heard this, you know, the claw marks, like, kind of like that.
What?
Anyway, I made my husband go back out with me on the porch to look because I was so freaked out. And I tried to recreate the sound with my nails on the glass and didn't even come close to it. Then I tried my poor pup's claws and she's looking at me like a weirdo and it didn't work. Anyway, I was so mad because he wasn't believing me, and I told him to pull it up on our camera to just see, because you can play back, the last little bit. I said, pull it up. Just trust me. Just listen. And so he pulled it up, and no joke, without the light coming on the phone or on the camera, you hear these loud, deep claw marks into the glass. It was so much scarier to hear it on the camera where nothing was there. Anyway, I just thought it was so freaky. I I believe in demon stuff, and I thought, well, maybe something was trying to get into my house, especially where it was, 3 times, because I totally believe in numbers and stuff. And lastly, I just wondered if you guys would be willing to do an episode on the power of numbers, you know, signs or, 3 claw marks, those kind of things. My birthday is March 13th, so my favorite numbers are 3 and 13, and I'll have crazy things happen where they'll appear before things. And
I think there's a part 2.
Scary.
That's scary.
Hey, this is Courtney again. Sorry, I talked too much. My husband says I have diarrhea of the mouth. Anyway, back to the numbers thing. You know, when COVID, everything was announced, it was shut down. It was on a Friday the 13th. I only remember that because that was my birthday. And
it was?
I had a killer birthday. I know
weird.
Nobody else really probably liked that day, but I loved it. But anyway, so stuff like that. And maybe you've already done this and I've missed it, but Skinwalker Ranch or Dugway.
Oh, we did Skinwalker.
In Utah, we call it Area 52. Crazy stuff. Utah, where I'm from, not only has crazy people and weirdos, but we have crazy weird things. I've even been to Skinwalker Ranch. I'll try and call back sometime and tell you the story since it's pretty hilarious. Anyway, love the podcast. And Allie, when I grow up, I want to be just like you. See ya.
Uh-oh. No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Wow, that's crazy. Area 52. I'll have to look into
that. Area 52, eh?
Yeah, I haven't even heard of that.
Interesting. Well, we've got one voicemail.
I knew you were going to say last voicemail. I could tell.
It's that time.
You do a pause. It's a pause.
I go, well.
Yeah, you go, well.
Here it is.
Hey, this message is for the web crawler. This is Nurse Jackie calling from San Francisco.
Nurse Jackie?
And I just listened to your creepy skin suit episode, and every time you all said the poor woman's name who was murdered, I kept thinking of that season of America's Next Top Model, and I imagine that you're going to get a lot of calls about this topic, so I hope that you play mine. But do you not remember there was a woman on the show named Katarzyna, and everyone on the panel just butchered her name so badly, and they kept asking for clarification on how to say it, and she would just say it to them so casually, like she was saying Kristen or Jane, and they would all just like kind of look at each other side-eyed, and then by the end of the season, Miss J used to call her Neutrogena.
Oh, I do remember.
And I just kept laughing every time you all would try to say her name. Oh, and I would just hear Miss J calling this poor girl Neutrogena. Oh, anyway, love you. I can't wait to be guest podcaster with Allie while Melissa is on maternity. So I know that I'll be hearing from you soon, hopefully. Okay, boy, yoing.
To be fair, it's spelled like Katarina.
I'm so embarrassed.
I mean, I thought the same thing. It's spelled like Katarina.
Yeah, we got to figure out what to do.
We could add something at the beginning that's like, by the way, we realize we pronounce her name wrong.
We pronounce the name wrong really bad throughout this episode. No disrespect to our listeners or to the family.
Katarzyna. I do remember that America's Next Top Model. Well,
that's us. Might be. All right, guys, thank you so much for your voicemails. Looking forward to them as usual. And thank you for all the 1-star reviews. I guess I am brain dead. You know what? Fair. I'm brain dead. Yeah, I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stetton.
And that's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Powered by Acast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.